Hello, I'm Fight Dingus, and I'm the president of the Warwick Ice Hockey Club.
Yes, I'm with Fight, the president of the Ice Hockey Club. Fight, less than a week to go until the big match against Coventry. What's the feeling like for you and around the club?
Well, we're anticipating a pretty big match. I mean, most people know, of the 2,500 people that were there last year, everyone will know we lost, and we're blood hungry and we want revenge, and we're looking forward to a really good match.
Yeah, you said something interesting that you play together as a team, Warwick and Coventry, during the season, but then you split off from each other for this match. How odd is that for you, playing with people who suddenly you really want to beat in this one-off game?
Yeah, it's true. During the season, we're one team, and then for varsity, we split and we bring back alumni to even the numbers. And you'd be surprised how quick and how easy it is to want to hurt your former teammates, especially when so many people are watching. You assimilate with the Warwick players, and you really don't care who's on the other team anymore. And yes, you know them, you're not going to be dirty, but especially because so many alumni are coming back and they have a couple of very good players that don't normally play for the team, half their team won't actually be players that we know very well. And it's not that difficult to play against them.
You know, as president, what's your role before ice hockey and on the night, really? Because obviously you're concentrating on what you have to do, but also you've got a big responsibility to sort of market everything that's happening before. How have you found juggling the different roles?
Right, I mean, obviously, especially for the A team, we don't have a separate captain and a president, so I take over as most of the captain's roles, and the balance really is now a complete managerial one. I have to make sure that we publicize the event, we're doing lecture runs, and you know, doing the presentations, selling tickets and stuff like that. But then the closer we get to the night, and on Wednesday's training, which is the last training before varsity, it really comes down to getting the guys together and knowing who they're playing with. And that's the biggest problem on varsity night with the alumni, that most players don't know each other, even on our team. And so how do you make lines? How do you get them to play together? And you know, how do you make sure that there's enough cohesion and enough team spirit together? And that's really the biggest challenge in making a good team.
And for you, obviously, you played last year and you played in a losing team, unfortunately, against Coventry. How much does that spur you on to make things different this year?
Yeah, I mean, last year we did lose, but it was mainly in the first period. After that, you know, we settled out. We realized how we had to play against the stronger opponent. And I think that experience in itself is going to be instrumental this year in knowing that from the beginning, we're going to have to try and do something similar. We're going to have to figure out, okay, how are they playing? How are they stronger than us? And then make sure we do what we did, what took us 20 minutes last year, and do that in the first 2 minutes.
And, you know, how is the mood around the club? Is everybody really looking forward to it? Do you sense any nerves, or is it more excitement?
It's definitely nervous anticipation. I mean, like I said, we all want blood, we want to win, but we know that they're good players. They have one player that's from the Great British national team. And so we know there are some good opponents out there, but we also know we have a very good core group, a bigger group than they do. And we're nervous, but we're very excited.
And it's been 22 years in a row that Warwick have won. It could be 23 this year. How proud would you be to play a part in another Warwick win overall?
I mean, definitely the overall varsity win, you know, wouldn't be a big change, but the ice hockey win, that would be huge. I mean, the last 2 years we've lost, and this would be big, and I would be absolutely proud that if we do that this year.
Well, thank you very much, Fight, and best of luck.
No problem. Thank you.